Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 68 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Iowa Realty is located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Well, we're going to talk a lot about running today as the cross-country season is coming down to its final 2 weeks of the year. We'll be talking to two of the top boys runners in the Central Iowa Metropolitan League. In a little while, we'll be visiting with an Ankeny senior who is enjoying an outstanding season. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is a junior and the top runner on the Ankeny Centennial squad. He is Gabriel Vicker. Gabriel, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. You've already had five top 10 finishes this season, including a victory at the Tom Carpen Invitational on September 17th at Valley. You know, have you been happy with the way that you've performed?
Yeah, for the most part of my season, it's been a great performance. We're really trying to focus here on the team performance more. As district sits tomorrow, though.
Sure. Well, Gabriel has been ranked among the top 30 runners in Class 4A most of the season. He was ranked 15th a week ago prior to the CIML Central Conference meet on Thursday at DMAC, where he placed 13th in a time of 16 minutes and 40 seconds. Now, and that obviously wasn't one of your best races. You told me earlier this year that the DMAC course, you know, is your favorite one. So were you just kind of off that day?
Yeah, that really wasn't my best day, but in general, the team did great, and It was a beautiful day. People competed super well. I know a couple guys from some of the other teams really broke out that race, and I'm really happy with how the performance went overall.
Well, now I've seen that you've dropped out of the current rankings, you know, after that race. You know, is that providing some motivation for you?
Yes, it is, and it's a lot of excitement as tomorrow it's really my time to show, hey, I can be one of those guys, and hopefully my teammate Connor Cunningham, he was ranked for a couple weeks this season, and hoping that both of us can maybe make an appearance coming into state, but the main thing is just seeing how we can place and just getting to state and proving that we can be one of those top guys first.
Sure. Those rankings must fluctuate quite a bit from week to week, because to go from 15th to be completely out, do they not look at the whole season? Do they just go week to week or something, do you think?
Yes, they do go week to week. I know that there are three or four coaches that go into these rankings. It's the Urbandale coach, the Pleasant Valley coach, Ben Dewey up in Ames, and then I believe there's one other coach. And I know that the four of them all combine their rankings of what they think the rankings are, and they average out to place the rankings for those on the Iowa Run Jump Throw website.
Oh, okay. Well, before we talk about the district meet coming up, let's talk about your team a little bit. The Jaguars were listed in the preseason rankings and have been ranked for most of the year, reaching as high as the number 9 spot. But now the team has been out of the last three rankings as well. You know, do you guys feel like you have something to prove tomorrow then?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things that we have to prove is that it's not all about rankings. I mean, we got guys like Nate Jones and Cade Christensen who are just ready for their breakout races. And I know that we've got Joe Goodall running tomorrow. He's been our number 5 guy for a few meets this season. And Cooper and Ryan Bybee also have. And so just these guys are ready for potential and proving that we can really be one of those top guys tomorrow at districts.
Well, of course, your team is led by a bunch of juniors, including yourself. You know, since you really haven't had any seniors as part of the regular lineup, you know, have all of you guys kind of been looking to take on that leadership role this year?
Yeah, and one of those guys who's doing an amazing job at that is Connor Cunningham, first and foremost. I mean, the guy had a breakout year his sophomore year, and he's coming in this year with tons of dedication. I know that he's really working on the small things, and I'm really proud of that. But we also got guys like Nate Jones who are really bringing in a great team atmosphere and helping us all work together through this.
Of course, you've been the team's top finisher every meet this season, but the conference meet, you know, you mentioned Connor's race. You know, he had a really strong finish and was right there behind you. You know, that was a big step forward for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely huge, and I couldn't be more proud. He was battling with an illness the prior couple of weeks, and so for him to just come back and mentally push through it was super inspirational for everybody on our team. And I know that he did really well. We both ended up – he caught up to me with, like, 200 meters to go-ish, and we both kind of looked at each other and were like, we can catch the next couple guys, and we ended up passing a few more people and finishing neck and neck. I think there was like a 0.7 of a second separation.
Something like that, yeah. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, we're visiting with Ankeny Centennial Junior, Gabriel Vicker. Gabriel, your team is headed to Council Bluffs for the state qualifying meet tomorrow. Now, as a freshman 2 years ago, you advanced to the state meet as an individual by placing seventh in the district meet at Council Bluffs. So do you know, will this be the same course that you're running on tomorrow?
No, it's not. I'm glad you asked. We recently got the map for the course. I think we got last week. About 50-ish percent of the course is going to be the same, but we're starting at a different place this year, and so it's taking out some of the key major hills, and I expect the times to be a little bit faster this year than they were 2 years ago.
So you think it's going to be a pretty fast course then, huh?
I wouldn't say it would be pretty fast. I would expect it to be faster by about 20 or 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
But it seems comparable to that of the Valley meet, my coach says.
I wonder why they took out the hills. Do you have any idea?
They tend to make things a little bit more difficult. I wouldn't say I'm complaining about it, but I do love good hill.
Well, the boys' field at Council Bluffs will include three ranked teams, number 3 Sioux City North, number 13 Waukee, and number 14 Urbandale. Now, Connor told me last week that he thought you guys, you know, got pretty lucky with the district assignments. You know, were you pretty happy with the draw that you guys got?
Yeah. Being a team to watch, we were really hoping to get as many teams ranked between 11th and 15th as possible. I know that there was another district that had two teams that were teams to watches in the number 15, which was Valley. And I think that's at the Marshalltown course. And so I think that'll be a good one to watch. But other than that, I think we had an amazing one, being lucky with, I think you said, the 13th, 14th ranked seeds.
Right.
So I think we were pretty fortunate with that.
Well, obviously, your team will have to defeat at least one of those ranked opponents in order to qualify for state. You guys finished 12 points behind Urbandale at the conference meet, and you were within 20 points of Waukee, you know, earlier this season at the Valley meet. You know, so you certainly know what you have to do, right?
Yeah. Our guys each have their own groups and certain people that they're looking for. And so we kind of got our target people, and we're really motivated and really ready. We created this big group document and figured out exactly where we want to be. But realistically, we know it's not going to go down just right on race day. And so we're not targeting any specific team. We're trying to move forward as a team and just beat the next guy, beat the next individual, and really just have this team motivation to push forward.
Well, I was looking through those conference results the other day. You know, it's not hard to find some spots where you guys, you know, could pick up some ground on Urbandale. You know, if you run a little bit better than you did at conference, you know, that would help. You know, I also noticed that, you know, Cade finished right behind three Urbandale runners, and Ryan and Cooper Majors, you know, finished right behind another Urbandale runner. You know, so if you flip some of those results, you know, it wouldn't take much to make up those 12 points, would it?
Yeah, absolutely. And just one of the biggest things for us is not only is Urbandale going to be there, but Waukee, they have a great pack, and I know that Sioux City North has a bunch of freshmen and so that are running great, and so the goal is to just go out and have those guys be able to compete and know that, yes, we're juniors, but we're experienced, and I know Urbandale runs some juniors as well, and like I said, Sioux City North has freshmen, so if we can beat them in the mental edge, I know that in general we'll be able to come out on top through that.
Now, you can also qualify for the state meet as an individual by placing the top 15. That's what you did 2 years ago at Council Bluffs. Last year, you seemed to be on pace to make it again as an individual. But if I remember right, you know, you were sick on the day of the district meet, and you placed 28th on the Southeast Polk course. You know, have you been waiting for the last year to kind of erase the memories of that day?
Yeah, it's just provided so much motivation. I mean, I remember that day and feeling sick, and I knew that my brother had a great shot at qualifying, so it was really just heartbreaking to try to stay away from him as much as possible and not get him sick while still trying to prepare myself the most I can for that race. And I think Nate Jones, like, we were expecting him to be in the mid-20s that race, and he broke out and had a great race and finished 17th, and so we're hoping that we get a little bit more of that Nate Jones magic and that he'll just be able to compete and individually qualify along with hopefully our other top guys.
Sure. Well, I think it's supposed to be fairly cool tomorrow. I know you've had to run in a variety of conditions this fall, you know, so I'm sure you're prepared for anything, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, we've just had a huge variety. We ran at the Atlantic meet, and it was freezing cold. It rained for a little bit. That was a really fun race to run in. Super muddy, super hilly. And we ran at the Valley meet, and at Valley, it was super hot and it was super humid. And I know that it's just been windy these past couple weeks. I think it's supposed to be windy tomorrow. So I think Iowa has really just prepared us for anything, honestly.
Well, you did qualify for the state meet in 2017 and placed 57th in a time of 16:48. You know, do you remember much about that day? Do you think you gained some experience by running in that meet that'll be helpful if you get back there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember I qualified with Camden Cox, the legend, mm-hmm. State champ, and one of the biggest things for me was just being able to learn, see how he prepares for me and see how calm he was, and just learn from how he just had this confidence and almost this kind of sense of swagger to him on that start line, where it was just, he knew he belonged, and I tried to duplicate that for my own team and give them a sense of confidence. And when the race went off at state that year, I do remember I started off in the mid pack, and I'm hoping to be more towards the front this year and really compete and be up where my friends and family and my coaches all know that I can compete.
Well, the state meet will be held on November 2nd at Fort Dodge, and you guys were supposed to run in the Fort Dodge Invitational 2 weeks ago, but the meet was canceled due to the weather. You know, were you disappointed that you didn't get a chance to run on the state meet course?
Yeah, I know that that was going to be a great course and a great race to run in. I talked to Jacob Green over summer. He's a runner at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and he was telling me that he wished that he got the opportunity to run at Fort Dodge earlier in the season. And, I mean, things leveled out this year. Coach Fickbaum told us that, I mean, hey, we still did a workout that day. We still worked hard. We pushed through it. And even though it didn't go exactly right to plan, we still were able to work.
Well, what is the key to having a good race, you know, on that state meet course? Don't you have to get out pretty fast in order to put yourself in a good position and not get caught behind the traffic?
Yeah. Fort Dodge, especially that state meet, can be an absolutely huge amount of people. And so what ends up happening is people can get caught and get tripped and fall down. And you really do have to get out there. But usually the first mile goes out, the leaders are going through at about 450, and that's really fast. And so you got to be careful to go out at a good pace but not get caught going out too fast and end up dying and suffering the consequences because of that.
Well, you told me earlier this season that your overall individual goal is to win state. You know, do you feel like that is still within your reach?
I think that I've been talking with my coach, Coach Beating, and we've really discussed about my goals this year. I think that I can still compete. I can still be one of those guys, and we've really talked about having that mindset and just enjoying the sport and going out and running. And if I do achieve it, that's amazing. That's great. If I don't, just know I'm still a junior. I still have more time. I know that there are some great guys in this race, some amazing runners, and however I finish, it would just be amazing to know that I was there and enjoy the experience.
Well, Max Murphy of Pleasant Valley is currently ranked number one in the state, but you've proven that you can run with some of those top guys. You saw Jason Bowers of Sioux City North, who was ranked fourth at the Centennial Invitation on August 27th, and you'll obviously see him again tomorrow at the state qualifying meet. Is he the guy that you're going to be looking out for tomorrow?
Well, there are multiple people in that race that I'm really looking forward to. There's a guy from Waukee. There's a guy from Urbandale, Jason Bowers, yeah. There are some top guys in that race. I know that there's a guy from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and so like those guys, I'm really hoping to be able to compete with them, and I know that they'll be bringing their A game, and I'll be bringing mine, and so really hoping to go out and prove that I belong in that pack, and not only that I belong, but I can succeed in that pack.
Well, Gabriel, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, Forever Young photo facials, Halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny squad. He was primarily a junior varsity runner a year ago, but he has emerged this season to become the Hawks' number one runner. He is Tyler Hensel. Tyler, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me today. It's pretty awesome.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. You know, I don't know about you, but it seems like it's gone by, you know, really fast to me. Does it seem like the season's flown by to you?
Oh, my goodness. It seems like just yesterday that we had our very first summer practice, just kind of seeing our whole new gang this year, just really pumped for the season and everything. So it's crazy that we have districts tomorrow and that, you know, we're really only just like a week away from the beginning or from the end.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, you've been the team's top finisher at every meet this season, and you've had three top 10 finishes, including a ninth place finish at the Central Conference meet on Thursday at DMAC. You know, do you feel like you're peaking at the right time?
I really do. Our training, Coach Lindemann, he always says that our training is focused for us to peak at the very end of the season. And I'm really happy to see that he's like that man knows what he's talking about. And so I'm really glad that this is kind of where I'm hitting the culmination of this season. And so I'm really excited to see how these next two races go.
Well, I know you told me earlier this year that you really developed a love for running when you first went out for cross country as a junior. You know, what was it about the sport that you really liked?
I just really started because one of my friends who was in my class, his sophomore year, he had an amazing season. And so he really just encouraged me to come out. And I think the thing that kind of kept me sticking around was just the camaraderie among my teammates. And, you know, we're all out there dying together on our runs. And so it's always great to just have the teamwork there.
Well, Coach Lindemann told me before the season started that you were really going to surprise some people this year because he felt like you had a chance to run with some of the best guys in the state. You know, so he obviously saw something in you that, you know, made him feel that way. So did you kind of expect to be the team's number one guy this year?
To be honest, I did not expect to be the team's number one guy this year. I had trained a lot over the summer, but our varsity runner from last year, Cale Cox, who's a returning junior this year, I thought that I was in better physical condition, but he just has so much more experience than I had, and so like I was fully expecting him to lead the way for us, just because, man, he runs some really hard races. Mm-hmm. I'm really thoroughly impressed the way that he's recovered this season to get back to where he was last season, and so with an injury at the very beginning, and so I honestly expected him to be our number one and just kind of the follow up behind his footsteps, but I think I've done an okay job of kind of filling that void there. And
You certainly have. Well, yeah. I know you told me that the whole team had an amazing summer of training and preparation for the season. You know, so I'm sure you'd attribute, you know, most of your success to all those miles you put in, right?
Oh yeah, man. This summer was last year. I didn't really do any running over the summer, and so one advice that I got was, if you really are wanting to take cross country seriously, go out for track. And so that's kind of what I did. And so in my mind, my season started at the first day of track. That was when I was going to start my conditioning. And so, but yeah, over the summer I put in, oh gosh, way too many miles. And so, I went into the summer with kind of an idea of, I'd seen many other people before me go in, hit a summer hard, and then get injured right before the season. One of my teammates, Mark Medici, same thing happened to him last year. And so I went in with an attitude of the year of prevention. I didn't want to fix any problems. I wanted to prevent them all. And so I ran in with an attitude of, coach, can I just do one more mile every single day? Is it something... Like, I didn't know what I was doing, and so I was always asking him, like, hey, can I hit this one harder? Can I do just one more? But then also with that was just spending way too much time just keeping myself not injured. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember how many miles you ran over the summer?
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if it was somewhere around 400 miles over the summer.
That's a lot of miles. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time homebuyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender, and you can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny senior Tyler Hensel as he prepares for tomorrow's state qualifying meet. Well, Tyler, you're coming off that ninth place finish at the conference meet where you defeated some ranked runners. You know, what did that race do for your confidence?
For me, that was Lindemann's kind of defined that as my breakout race. He was just kind of waiting for me to hit it. I mean, it is just done wonders. I was kind of worried about whether or not I was going to be able to qualify for state kind of. Last week, Wednesday, I wasn't really sure if that was going to be the long term, like if this was going to be my second to last race. But then really going out at DMAC, I don't know what happened, man, but, like, I just felt so good. And, like, so Lindemann said, he was like, man, you've been able to do this the whole time. You just didn't believe in yourself. And so I just want to give him mad props just for believing in me, even when I didn't think I could do it. And so, but, yeah, like – I'm just kind of going off this amazing runner's high right now, where it's this whole week it's just been like feeling so good, and so I'm really excited to see what I can do.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, yeah, that's the coach's job to, you know, get you guys to believe in yourself. So, well, I know your team wasn't at full strength for that meet. Sophomore Paul Arridge, who had been the team's number three runner, he's missed the last two meets. Do you expect him to be back in the lineup tomorrow?
No, we do not actually expect Paul to be back. He's run into some more long-term injuries, and so his big focus is on his basketball season. So he's decided to just sit out the rest of our season because he'll be returning next year, and so he's wanted to put his emphasis on his basketball season this
year. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, your team will travel to Marshalltown tomorrow for the state qualifying meet, and you were supposed to run that course earlier this season, but the meet was canceled due to the weather. You know, do you think it would have helped to see the course once?
I definitely do. It's been quite a while since we were there. It would have been last year when I ran there last for the first time. And it was last time we ran there, it was such a muddy course. Like, we were going there kind of expecting to everyone to hit PRs that season. But we had some rainfall the night before, and it was just an absolute slip and slide. So it was definitely a fun race, but I'm really excited to see how we can run on it dry. And so, yeah.
Well, I think it's supposed to be fairly cool tomorrow with temperatures in the 40s. Mm-hmm. You know, would you like to see it a little warmer than that, or are those conditions pretty favorable?
No, I absolutely love the weather that we're going to have tomorrow. Maybe just a little bit warmer, but one of my friends says that you usually run about 15 degrees hotter while you're running than the ambient temperature. And so really, like, once you get into your race, you're not really going to notice the weather all that much.
Sure. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They can help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny senior Tyler Hensel. And Tyler, you told me earlier this season that your goal was, you know, for the team to qualify for state. And you guys certainly have your work cut out for you, because there are three ranked teams in your district. There's number 7 Cedar Rapids Prairie, number 8 Johnston, and number 10 Iowa City Liberty. You know, when your district assignment came out last week, you know, what was your initial reaction to seeing those teams that you'd be running against?
We were all actually very happy with a district that we got. We've kind of been looking through those teams, and I know some kids from Johnston who I know exactly who I want to run with that race. So it was, I've ran against them in the past, and especially at DMAC when I finished right in front of their number 2 runner. So that's kind of my plan for this race, mm-hmm. is just kind of see where he's going at and just be right in front of him. Especially Iowa City Liberty. We've looked a lot at their runners, and they had a lot of great races recently, but they're really starting to get into their groove, and so our plan is just to slot most of our guys right in between. They run with 2 different packs, and so we're hoping to slot right in between those packs. And we think that out of all of the teams on there, they're probably one of the more beatable ones. So we're very optimistic that we can actually qualify as a team this year.
Well, your team probably will have to have, you know, maybe one of its best races of the season in order to accomplish that goal. You know, do you feel like you guys, you know, are ready for that challenge?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're very confident with this race. I'd really love to see us actually qualify as a team, just like we did last year. Mm-hmm. But like I said earlier, like, our training is definitely designed for us to be peaking in these last few weeks. And so I think with the training that we've had this week, and we've all been running fast and feeling good most of our runs that we've had this week, it's more about at the end of the season, it's all about mental, not so much physical. There's not many workouts that you can do that's really going to push you over the edge as far as physically, but it's all about your head. And so we've done a lot of runs this week that just make you feel good, feel fast, and, like, get you light on your feet.
Well, you mentioned that maybe Iowa City Liberty is the team that you'd most likely be able to pick off. So, mm-hmm. And maybe that's not the guys that you're going to be looking for, but maybe for the rest of the runners on the team, is that the team that you're kind of be focusing on then, you think?
Yeah, we're trying not to focus on other teams necessarily. We're really just trying to go out there and run our own race. Really, just this one is one that we wanna run for time. I know Andrew and I are hoping that we can get in that top 15 just mm-hmm. in case. But I'd really like to see our varsity kind of step up and kind of run the race that I know that they can.
Well, what's going to be the key to having a good race on this course? Because there are some hills on this course, right?
There are some slight hills, but the majority of our season, we ran on some really rough courses going from Ames to Kansas City, Lawrence in Kansas, mm-hmm. Where we have some really killer hills. And then once we came back, we had the Atlantic race, which was pretty muddy, but especially going into DMAC, it was like, man, like we've hit all of the hard courses this season, and now we can just run some fast courses. So, like, the hills that we're gonna see at Marshalltown, we're just calling them speed bumps. Like they're just there just to remind you that you're having a hard race. And so honestly, I'm not gonna be too fazed by the hills on this race.
Well, like you mentioned, you can also qualify for state by placing in the 15 top 15 as an individual. So do you feel pretty good about your chances to do that?
Yes, definitely. Especially after the race at DMAC, looking at my times, I'm feeling very confident that I can get up in that top 15. I'd love to see if I can get up maybe even in the top five. That's definitely a goal that I'd love to hit because I haven't been able to do it yet this season. But if there's any time that I can, it'd be this race.
Well, there are several ranked runners in your district, including Jack Pendergast of Cedar Rapids Prairie, who is ranked fifth. You know, do you feel like he's going to be the guy to beat tomorrow?
I definitely believe that he's going to be the man leading the race tomorrow. And so I tend not to think much about those front runners. You know, they're out there to run their own race, and I'm not quite there. And so, so I try to focus on some more, I guess, some more achievable goals. But I mean, I don't really need to worry about things that aren't gonna affect my race.
Sure. Well, now, however you're able to do it, you know, what would that mean to you to qualify for state? That'd be a pretty nice way to end your career, wouldn't it?
It definitely would. I think state is definitely the culmination of it. Our coach has been telling us that. A runner from the Ankeny High School has qualified for state for, I think, the past 25, 26 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a big pressure seeing most of our seniors graduating last year, knowing that we may be the group to end it. But I honestly don't think that we will. At the beginning of the season, there was a lot of pressure. But, like, once we're getting to the end of our season, I'm feeling very confident that we can keep going.
Well, the state meet will be held on November 2nd at Fort Dodge, and you guys were supposed to run in the Fort Dodge Invitational 2 weeks ago, but the meet was canceled due to weather. You know, were you disappointed that you didn't get a chance to run on the state meet course?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it would have been awesome just to have that preparedness, to know the course that I'm running and to know, you know, exactly how you want to take all these turns. But part of me is kind of excited just to show up blind. With all the hype around state and just be able to truly run that course like 100 meters at a time. Our coach keeps telling us that he wants us to just run it a kilometer, run your race a kilometer at the time. Don't worry about the end of your race. Don't save anything. And so when we did have that Fort Dodge meet canceled, we were able to run at Atlantic. And that course I had never seen before. And I was honestly the epitome of running a course a kilometer at the time because I didn't even know where the finish was.
Yeah. Well, hey, we were just talking to Gabriel Vicker earlier, and it sounds like you guys have a little bet going, so you guys must be planning on meeting each other at the state meet, huh?
Yes, we do. Vicker and I, we have some ice cream on the line of who's paying or who's not. I got to give that man props. He made a bet at the beginning of the season with his coach that if any of the Hawks beat him this year, that he'd go out and buy him ice cream. And I never knew about the bet, and Daniel Beating, our previous coach, he forgot about the bet.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to give him some props because he could have just let it slide. No one would have known a thing. But he called me up after the race, and he's like, all right, man, I got some ice cream for you. And so I kind of went double or nothing on him for the state meet because I'm really excited to run against him there. And so I said if he beats me, then I'm going to I'll also pay for his ice cream when we go out. And he said if I beat him, then I get to bring a friend. So
I think
it's just great to have a little rivalry going on there.
Sure. Well, I think there's a good chance that you guys will be seeing each other up there at State. So, Tyler, thanks a lot for coming tonight. I appreciate it. And good luck tomorrow up at Marshalltown. I'll probably see you there.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have some home services lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's STANBROUGH, at iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.